Once upon a time, there was a little polar bear named Tanny, who lived on an iceberg close to the North Pole. He was a very sleepy polar bear, for he suffered from insomnia, which got particularly bad during the full moon. One night, after tossing around for ages, he looked up at the moon and cried,
"I can't sleep! Your light reflects on my white fur and gets so bright that I can't close my eyes. I'm sure my best friend Cookie will know what to do."
So Tanny jumped off his iceberg and headed towards Cookie's stable. Cookie was a donkey and was also very smart. She was laying in the hay, snoring quietly.
Psst, Cookie, wake up!
Cookie yawned and slowly opened her eyes. "Tanny, what are you doing here? Can't you fall asleep again?"
"No, the moon is too bright."
"Oh, I might have an idea. We could use Bunny's rocket and fly to the moon and ask him to dim his light."
Bunny was wide awake and happily pottering around on her rocket when Tanny and Cookie arrived.
"Oh, hello, my dear friends. What brings you here so late at night?"
"Hello, Bunny. Tanny can't sleep, so we were wondering if we could use your rocket to visit the moon and ask him to dim his light."
Bunny's eyes were sparkling with joy.
"Of course you can. That gives me the perfect excuse to use my rocket for the first time."
So the three of them went on board and took off into the dark, starry night sky.
"Look ahead! Can you see that?"
Bunny said all of a sudden. Tanny and Cookie joined Bunny at the windshield.
"It looks like a small grey cloud."
"But there seems to be something on it."
Cuddled up into a small ball, there was a little white sheep on a grey cloud, weeping bitterly.
"Oh, my dear, what happened to you?"
Bunny asked once they reached the cloud.
"My name is Woolly, and I'm a sleep sheep. I help people fall asleep by jumping from cloud to cloud. But I was separated from my herd. The wind blew their clouds away, and now I'm all alone."
"Oh, no! We will help you find them,"
Cookie reassured her.
"We are on our way to the moon. You should come with us,"
Tanny added.
"Oh, what an adventure. Yes, maybe he can see where my herd is."
And so they all boarded the rocket again. After 2 long hours, the moon drew closer and closer. His light shone so brightly and gloomy that the four friends had to squint. The moon lifted his heavy eyelids slowly once he noticed his visitors.
"Well, hello, hello, who do we have here?"
he asked friendly.
"Hello, Mr. Moon, I'm Tanny, and this is Cookie, Woolly and Bunny. My friends and I have come because I can't fall asleep because your mighty light is blinding me,"
Tanny explained.
"Oh, well, I am indeed very sorry to hear that, my little polar bear friend. You see, this light is gifted to me by my most beloved star, the sun. I let her shine throughout the day, and she lets me glimmer at night. I'm afraid a present as precious as that cannot be dimmed, my little friend."
The moon smiled apologetically.
"But this sleepy duster should help you."
The moon handed Tanny a small bag with lavender-scented glittery sleeping dust.
"Well, thank you so much,"
Tanny exclaimed.
"Now, I notice that you are not at your post, my little brave sheep."
He looked at Woolly.
"I was wondering if you could help me find my herd."
"Ah, but of course. They are right over the most Nordic pole and are already wondering where you are."
And so they all said goodbye to the big, bright, friendly moon, promising to visit him again soon, and headed back towards Earth. Once they reached Woolly's herd, she left them, but not without giving Tanny a special pillow.
"I made this with my fluffiest sleep ball to help you sleep better.
Bunny gave Tanny a purple sleeping mask so that no light can ever disturb you again. And Cookie gave him a small music box.
This way you can always listen to something calming.
Tanny now felt very sleepy and couldn't stop yawning. Once he reached his iceberg, he put Cookie's music box on, sprinkled the moon's sleeping dust over his eyes, placed Bunny's sleeping mask over his eyelids, and laid down on Wooly's soft pillow.
How grateful I am for the great friends I have!
And with a big yawn, he drifted off into a very long slumber and only woke up when the sun's beautiful rays were high up in the sky. Now it was her time to shine.